The Philippine Coast Guard says it received a distress call from Super Ferry 9 early Sunday morning local time when the ship started listing to its starboard side. The captain ordered passengers and crew to abandon ship about an hour later. The vessel sank around 10 a.m. local time off Chocon Bay in Zamboanga del Norte province. The vessel left General Santos City in the southern island of Mindanao Saturday morning, bound for Iloilo City in the central Philippines. It carried 847 passengers and 117 crew members. The Philippine Coast Guard said passing ships and the Philippine Navy rescued more than 800 people. Lieutenant Colonel Edgard Arevalo is a spokesman of the Philippine Navy.
Most of them, when retrieved or plucked out from the water, were having difficulty in breathing, and most of them were weak. There is an urgent need for medical personnel to attend to their needs as well as drinking water.
U.S. military helicopters deployed in military exercises in the southern Philippines assisted the Philippine Air Force and Navy in the search and rescue operations. A U.S. military support vessel with medical personnel on board has also been dispatched to the site. Coast Guard officials said it is still not clear what caused the ferry to list and said an investigation will be conducted as soon as rescue operations are over. The weather in the area was reported clear at that time, although a tropical storm lashed the northern Philippines. The Philippines has one of the worst maritime safety records in Asia. Many Filipinos rely on ferries to travel between islands in the Philippines, but accidents are common, especially during the monsoon season. Last year, some 800 people died with a ferry capsized in rough seas. Heather Barron for VOA News, Hong Kong.